way that these communities and have taken shape in the decades since that we need to account for on a broader scale.
This, of course, leads me to another question, and that is, do you feel then, given that – I mean I think that's a really interesting way to look at it, is this happened to societies. If we want to write a history of the post-war of this region, right, whether it's Western Ukraine or anywhere the Holocaust occurred in Soviet space, must it account for the reverberations of this violence on the populations there in terms of how they contend with it, how they remember it, how they go on after it?
Yes, absolutely. Something that I think really understood the value of in the later stages of my dissertation research, but I'm applying more vigorously to my second project, but the social network analysis. Mm-hmm. And so what I find valuable about that is that the tracking information, tracking relationships as something that's concrete, but then also viewing the absence of a transfer, the absence of a relationship as a phenomenon in and of itself that you need to be mindful of and to understand the influence of. So these communities then being absent of Jews, it completely shapes the post-war trajectory. It shapes the distribution of property. It shapes economic choices. It shapes what kinds of stories are told and not told. The phenomenon of people who – it was the people who were surviving so that were able to tell stories about Ukrainian deportations and maybe not about the family where there were absolutely no survivors. It's – as Timothy Snyder has shown in Bloodlands so well, we associate collectively – Auschwitz with the Holocaust because there were so many survivors, right. Even though numerically it's a minority experience. It's a significant one, but it's a minority. So yes, absolutely. Being able to understand the reverberations, the consequences of information that moved and didn't move, the lasting implications of people who weren't there, and how that empty space then determines the course of the future.
That was Paula Chan. Paula Chan is a postdoctoral research fellow at All Souls College, University of Oxford. Her current book manuscript, Eyes on the Ground, Soviet Investigations of the Nazi Occupation, examines the extraordinary state commission established by Stalin's government in 1942 to gather documentation of Nazi war crimes.
Thank you very much, Rusana. I'm your host, Sean Guillory.
And I'm your fellow co-host, Rusana Novikova.
This episode, as all our episodes, was edited and mixed by Daniel Cooper at Podcuts Editing. If you need some audio services, Daniel is your man. Check him out at podcutsediting.com and he will give you your first edit free of charge. And as always, the Eurasian Knots is sponsored by the Center for Russian, East European, and Eurasian Studies at the University of Pittsburgh and listeners just like you. Help us spread the word by sharing the show on social media. Tell your friends, family, and anyone who will listen to check it out. And if you like this show and you listen to it regularly, consider becoming a patron to let us know how much you appreciate it and also invest in this show so we can keep it going. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye. А потом ее трясем, чтоб не убежал.
Welcome, girls and boys, to another show, Bulldozers from the Inside.
Thank you.